is dealing with the remote involvement. Armenia declared martial law and total military mobilization after clashes with Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. This, according to Armenia's prime minister, posting on Facebook Sunday. He called on his people to, quote, get ready to defend our sacred homeland, end quote. Armenia and Azerbaijan reported heavy fighting around the enclave Sunday morning. The area has a majority Armenian population, but is located entirely inside Azerbaijan. Armenia accused neighboring Azerbaijan of attacks on civilian settlements in the disputed region and said its response would be proportionate. Armenian separatists seized Nagorno-Karabakh from Azerbaijan in a bloody war in the 1990s that killed 30,000 people. Talks to resolve the conflict have been halted since a 1994 ceasefire agreement between the two countries. Switzerland is voting Sunday in a referendum on limiting immigration from the European Union and some other domestic measures. If the freedom of movement proposal by the populist Swiss People's Party passes, it would give preferential access to jobs, social protection, and benefits to Swiss citizens over those from the 27 countries of the EU, of which Switzerland is not a member. It could also lead to reciprocal disadvantages to Swiss citizens wanting to live or work in any of the EU member countries. Approval of the measure could endanger trade relations as well with the EU, which is Switzerland's biggest trading partner. About 1.4 million EU citizens live in Switzerland, a country of roughly 8.2 million, while some 500,000 Swiss live in EU member countries. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to exchange around 1,000 prisoners, including 15 Saudis, as part of trust-building steps aimed at reviving a stalled peace process. The United Nations and other sources were reporting this on Sunday. The Yemeni government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and the Houthi movement they have been battling for more than 5 years, signed a deal in late 2018 to swap some 15,000 detainees split between both sides, but the pact has been slowly and only partially implemented. The two sides say they will now free over 1,000 detainees and prisoners, UN envoy Martin Griffiths said in a joint news briefing with the International Committee of the Red Cross after a nearly 10-day meeting of the Prisoners Exchange Committee held in the Swiss village of Glion above Lake Geneva. Heads of the two sides of the committee hugged at the end of their meeting, with Griffiths telling them, quote, well done. Yemen has been mired in conflict since the Houthis ousted the internationally recognized government from power in the capital Sana'a in late 2014, prompting the Western-backed coalition to intervene in March of 2015. Although Amy Coney Barrett is U.S. President Donald Trump's choice to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she is more aptly described as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay liberals who fear her votes could result in the chipping away of some laws, especially the Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion. President Donald Trump nominated the 48-year-old federal court appellate judge from South Bend, Indiana, at a Rose Garden press conference Saturday. In remarks moments after Trump named her, with her husband and their 7 children looking on, Barrett paid homage to the late Ginsburg. A diverse crowd of hundreds has marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. March on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.